Torah scholars in previous generations sat in foreign lands and wondered, who must initiate the redemption of Israel? Will God initiate it like in Egypt through blatant miracles? Or will the Jewish people gradually awaken to return to Zion through natural means? Which is it? The great commentator, the Or HaChaim from Morocco, answers in this week's Torah reading of Behar. If a Jew goes broke and can't pay his debt and has to sell his inheritance in the land, the Torah says, Uva goalo hakarov ilav v'gaalet memkar achiv. His close relative must redeem what his brother sold. The Or HaChaim says that it's not just about a Jew who went broke, rather the entire Jewish nation, which went spiritually broke and was sold into exile. The verses here hint how we will be redeemed and returned to the land. I quote the Or HaChaim. V'hagula tiyeh b'ha'ir libot b'nei adam. The redemption will begin with an awakening in the hearts of men. An awakening to what? V'yomer lehem hatov lechem ki tishvu chutz. They'll ask, is it good to dwell outside the land? Meaning, don't wait for revealed miracles to bring you back to the land of Israel. Rather, before the Messiah, there'll be a stirring in the hearts of our nation for a tangible program of action. The redemption begins with an awakening from below, with a change of heart within our people. Many Jews today embrace the other ideology. They say that we can't come back until God sends the Messiah. But I suggest that these Jews are ignoring the divine hand guiding history, which is unfolding before our eyes. During our long exile, we didn't know how the redemption would come. But God has answered that puzzle in accordance with the understanding of the Or HaChaim. The desert land now blossoms with fruits, and a strong national body has been resurrected from dry bones. It started at the turn of the 18th century, when God stirred the hearts of two great Torah giants, the Vilna Gaon and the Baal Shem Tov, to send their students to the land of Israel. Afterwards, the secular Zionists came. They drained the swamps, developed agriculture, and built the land. The rest is history. Today, when God points at a Jew and says, you, come home, that Jew feels a sudden awakening in every fiber of his body to pick up and move to Israel and embrace God's exalted presence in the land. So, my beautiful friends, when that sensation hits you, usher it in. Let it percolate in your heart and mind. And y'all come home now, you hear? And Beit El will be waiting with outstretched arms to welcome you home. So, get some more Israel National Torah by joining our email list at the link below.